Cracking the spine. I'm Zane.
Sean here.
Josh.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
62. What's 62?
62, dude.
Summer of 62.
No, we did that last week and it wasn't time for it yet.
Not yet.
Wasn't 62 the number of home runs that Roger Maris had hit that they were trying to beat?
The sports stuff.
I think it was.
You can bring something to the table.
Was it 62?
Wasn't that like when the home run record between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, when that race was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think they were trying to beat 62.
They'll tell us. I think it might have been 61. They might have been trying to get to 62.
That might be it.
That was last week.
Come on, Josh. Listen to the show.
God. All right.
Sweet, we got another listener.
Sean, what are you reading?
I finished Fellside.
How
Which
was it?
Which one was that one?
That was the M.R. Carey one, right?
Yeah, the M.R. Mr. Carey, Josh.
Mr. Carey, yeah. Okay, you got it.
It was good. It was not, I don't think it was as good as The Girl with All the Gifts.
Sad.
It was very, like, a lot of it took place in, like, the landscape of the mind, and I had a really hard time visualizing, the pictures he was trying to paint with it.
Yeah.
It was a good story, and it was definitely horror. Like, actually, when I came in, my shift after finishing it, I came in and was like, all his books need to be in horror. So I, changed all the categories and moved them all over, because it's a ghost story. But it was, it's good. I mean, not as good as his last one, and certainly not one, you know, I wouldn't necessarily spend money on a hardcover for it.
Yeah.
But worth a library book, or when it comes out in paperback.
All right.
And library then, book.
Yeah, a library book.
They have them still?
Yeah, you can go to your public library and check out books.
There's one in Quakertown.
I know, my mom goes all the time.
In fact, the way our library system works in our county here is, like, if my book was in your library, Josh,
they send it.
They'll send it to my library.
I did know that. I don't think I have a library card. Do you need that still, or can you
just
go in?
Did you ever have a library card?
I did have one.
Then they can give you a new one.
I have a great...
Because you're already in the system.
I have a great library story.
Do you want to tell it now?
I'll tell it now.
Go ahead, let's hear your library story.
I was a little kid.
Okay.
And you know those spiders with the little pump on the butt
yes.
that, like, jump?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like there's, like a... like a balloon in
yeah,
his stomach.
Yeah, and it goes...
Yeah, yeah, doing, doing.
Well, like, I was such a prankster.
Uh-oh.
I went to where the library used to be in Quakertown.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, put the big hairy spider on the desk, and I ducked below the desk, and I started wharp, wharp, wharp from the spider, and this lady went...
Why was she there if it was where the library used to be?
That's a good question.
I'm serious.
Can you answer that
it's
question?
When I was little.
Okay.
It was still the library then.
Okay, all right.
This was like 1989.
I really thought you went to like a derelict building with like
I thought you were just being a jerk.
No, I mean, I probably was, but not on purpose.
I got it.
I'm done.
All right.
The lady freaked out. End of story?
That's it.
Did you get in trouble?
Nope. I don't think so. I've never gotten in trouble for anything.
My dad used to take me to his office on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. He used to work for Bell Atlantic in this like very big like cubicle farm in Center City, Philadelphia. And one year they had those like, it was the same thing, like the squeezy things with the balloons, but they were frogs.
Okay.
And they had a race of them. Like,
oh yeah, like, so you had to like run with
right?
them.
Right, yeah. And I won the race.
Oh yeah!
And the lady who let me use her frog was like, you can have that frog. And it was like the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, this lady is like, I don't want to carry this trash.
Pretty much.
Dude, you do that to little kids now, you're like, you can have that, and they're like, what? It's like, I just don't want to be responsible for this. Like,
one time my dad took me, it's so tangent already. One time my dad took me to a Phillies game, because his company had, like, the suite at Vet Stadium,
yeah.
which is, you know, like, a toilet.
A sewer.
Inside of a toilet. Yeah. He was like, they were trying to woo this client, and the client came over to me, and she was like, I heard a rumor that this guy who's up the bat now isn't even going to swing the bat. And I was like, what? Shut up. Of course he's going to swing the bat. She's like, no, I have an inside source. I'll tell you what. If he swings the bat, I'll give you a Phillies hat. I was like, okay, you're on.
Dude, smart money is he's going to swing.
Second pitch. I'm like, this lady's got no eyes. Like, what is she? Who's she getting her info from?
You got reverse.
What
hustle.
Does she know? Ace Rothstein? Second
Jimmy
pitch.
The Greek over here.
Second pitch. Bat swings. I'm like, boom, pay up. She's like, pops it right on my head. I was like, yo, she pays her debt, man. This lady's good. I don't have to break no legs.
You got reverse hustled.
That's such a great story.
Yo, this guy's handing out $100 bills in this shell game over here. Everyone's winning.
So then after I finished that book, I started reading Thirst.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't remember the author's name.
That was like on deck last week, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a post-apocalyptic story, and it really feels like it's going to be horrible. Like, really scary kind of stuff.
Benjamin...
Button.
Wow.
His name is Benjamin...
Disraeli.
I can't remember now.
I think you're right about that.
It's Benjamin something.
Because you put it on... You did all the books today, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why she's cheating.
I'm not finished yet.
I went back and added them to the episodes.
Oh,
so
cool.
So that's there.
Oh, nice.
Josh, what are you reading?
Almost done with Closter Man.
Okay.
And then wow. I'm going to... Today I wanted to start... Devil in the White City. It's been sitting on my table, and I'm looking at the cover, and I just want to be...
You're gonna like it a lot, I think.
Don't hype it too much.
I mean, you're gonna...
You know how I am. I'm contrarian as hell.
Maybe enjoy it, not really.
All right, there it is. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna read the shit out of it now.
Zane, you reading anything?
Yes. I went back to Don't You Cry by Mary Kubica.
Oh, okay.
Don't you cry.
Because I'd started it, and it wasn't bad, and I felt bad not finishing it because there's like no good reason not to. I haven't finished it yet. I honestly have not had a lot of reading time, but it's good. It's like a mystery, but a ghost story maybe.
Okay,
man. There's so many ghost stories. You guys love a ghost story.
I really
story.
Do.
Yeah, though.
I love.
But you love
books.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Do you love Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I've been over your
You've
house.
You've been to his house on Halloween.
You've been
he
to my house
crazy.
On Halloween every year.
No, not
you
this year.
You take pictures of my kids.
Didn't go this year.
I did.
Yeah, I have video of you taking pictures of my kids on Halloween. Or my first kid, anyway.
Yeah, you didn't have another one yet.
Well, I mean, now we do.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think...
You guys are weird with tenses today.
No, I'm not. I'm straight on.
Wait, did you have the kid in the abandoned library?
Only in a ghost story.
Dude, that's creepy.
That's no, a ghost.
I'm scared. I'm gonna write a book.
The abandoned library in my butt.
What?
It's the next Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. There we go. All right. You're welcome, Chuck. Let's be hard buds. Get on the show, Chuck. Come on.
Yeah, man. All
right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are not going to be interviewing Chuck Tingle.
Or are we?
Or maybe we will.
Stay tuned.
Ticket out. I know I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah, it's Welcome Back, Cotter theme song.
I know that.
Segment 2, episode 62 of Cracking the Spine.
Cracking Teh Spine.
What up, crackheads?
Damn, crackheads.
Zane's not talking.
What do you want me to say?
Your name.
Our topic, your name, anything?
This is a this is
are
a
we
audio.
All introducing ourselves? I'm Zane.
Josh.
I already did it.
John.
And this week, we're talking about villains.
That's bad guys for those of you out there.
A listener suggestion on our Reddit from Scary Town Terminator.
That's scary.
Alright. You don't want to be cheating people out of their klaxons, bro.
Well, now it's a thing now. Now it's like I have to
do
it.
Now you gotta stop. That's the way it works,
right? I don't want to be handing out klaxons like this is like a klaxon factory.
Anyway, Scarytown Terminator said, I'd love to hear about your guys' favorite villains or villains that have a great story. I always love a good villain or even anti-hero.
I bet he does. His name's Scarytown Terminator.
Terminator like, is my favorite.
Determined from both from birth. Like his parents were like, you're gonna love villain, Scarytown Terminator.
And he was like, yeah, mom.
Whatever. You're not my real dad, Jim.
Todd. It's Todd.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't... never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's Terminator 2.
Edward Furlong.
Watch it.
Danny Cooksey.
Oh, is that the redhead guy from Salute Your Shorts?
Salute Your Shorts. And anybody else know
Birds
where
in Paradise.
Where he made his television debut?
Are you
got it.
Dark?
Nope.
The Gary Coleman show. Yep.
Different Strokes.
The Gary Coleman show.
He was like the jump the shark moment when they, like, Mr. Drummond was like, I'm going to adopt another kid now. Yeah,
but he's white. He's a ginger, though, so.
And he's sass talking. Anyway, villains. Bad guys. Some good ones out there.
There's a few. Every book has, I guess every book doesn't really have to have a villain, right?
No, I mean.
I mean, they have antagonists. That doesn't necessarily make them villains.
I like the anti-hero part of it. I love me a good anti-hero.
Be
like,
more specific.
Name some.
Tyler Durden, sort of.
Okay.
You kind of love him, right?
That's an interesting one, because Tyler Durden is both the protagonist and the villain.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Kind of like Pat Bateman.
Yeah.
Of American Psycho fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anti-hero is what I meant.
Yeah.
It's so over the top that it swings, like, the other way, right? Like, it's, like, so, like...
Although, I guess he's not really a hero. Like, there's nothing... Like, he's just a straight villain.
Well, I was gonna say, like, I guess, like, strictly speaking, I guess he is your protagonist, but, like, he is clearly the villain of the story, right, even though it's his story.
Okay, fair, yeah.
I was thinking about this when we decided 5 minutes ago what this topic was.
That's not accurate, but okay.
2 hours, 5 minutes ago.
That's about right.
And I was thinking, like...
He's got her punch face on, dude.
Like, I looked at, like, a couple of examples, and, like...
You did research?
I did, a little bit. And, like, I looked at a couple, like, lists,
Research!
Because the internet's just lists now.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
And one of them was, like, Moby Dick, and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute, Moby Dick, you can't say a whale is a villain because he's being a whale.
No, because the way that book is written, he's not just being a whale.
Yeah, I guess. But
he's not...
He's nature.
No, like, he's evil. He's bad. He's the devil. He's
man's devil. He's the devil inside of us.
Uh-huh. Isn't that a villain?
Yes, but I would also think, like, and then I saw, to elaborate, I saw Hannibal Lecter from, in Red, they did,
these Red Dragon,
Red Dragon, yeah, mostly, yeah. And, I love that movie, but, like, I wouldn't even consider Hannibal Lecter a villain.
See, now you're starting to get into, like, moral, like, relativism, because any villain seen through his own eyes isn't a villain. Like,
Am I a villain?
If you're a bad guy, like, if you're a bad guy, you think your motives are pure. And oftentimes, a bad guy's motives are a lot more pure than, like take, for example, Magneto versus the X-Men, right? All Magneto wants to do is not have mutants be treated like second-class citizens.
That would generally be considered a good...
Right? And the X-Men are basically trying to stop him from getting them persecuted, right? So it's a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I always thought, like, Hannibal Lecter is sort of more as an animal, too, where he's just sort of nature. Like, he can't help it, right? Like, you can't, like, almost, like, in a twisted way, like, you can't fault him for doing that stuff?
I disagree, because I've read several of the books, and go ahead, Zane.
He's pretty, like, chaotic evil. Like, he despises other people.
Yeah.
Who are, like, who do these disgusting things. He holds himself to, like, this, like, moral high ground. Right, except he kills and eats people.
Maybe I'm a villain.
So, like, he doesn't even abide by his own rules. But he, like, creates these rules for other people. But he's above them. Like, he's pretty, like...
All right.
What's Voldemort's endgame? Like, what is he... Other than
Darth Vader.
Other than killing Harry Potter. Like, what does he want... To make the world over as.
Purify the bloodline. He wants to get rid of Muggles.
Hitler.
Entirely. Okay.
And
no coexistence.
Right.
Okay.
Because he believes that wizards are superior. They're the superior race.
True.
Superior
I
to
agree.
Non-magic folk. Superior to... That's why he's like all crazy about mudbloods.
That's people that are half magic, half Muggle guys.
Which I was about to explain.
It's all right, I got it. I'll mansplain it for you.
Yeah.
Or there are people that are from, like, non-magical backgrounds, but just have magic.
Okay.
Like Hermione.
Like Hermione,
right. Yeah. How does that happen?
Chance.
Okay.
I mean, the same way that, like, some people are mutants and some people are not.
Yeah. All right.
Some people just have magical qualities.
I've got a lot of questions about Harry Potter.
That's cool.
And some people have magical lineages and then are, like, cannot perform magic.
Squibs.
Yeah.
It's never happened to me before.
He wants to purify the bloodlines. Like, he's trying to create, like, the Aryan race.
He wants to be all wizards.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And he wants to be all powerful wizard.
Interestingly, though, he is a mudblood.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I remember that.
Just like Harry.
It's the Hitler thing. Yeah. Blonde, blue eyed. Yeah. Master race led by a brown eyed Austrian
who had Jewish ancestors. Yes, right.
Or like Sauron. Sauron was one of the original. We can go real deep on this.
Oh yes, let's do it.
Eru sung the world into existence with the seven notes, and Morgoth was one of his. Like it's basically the archangel story. It's Eru is God, and he creates the angel hierarchy, and Morgoth wasn't bad. Morgoth just wanted knowledge.
Right.
And Eru was like, nope. And Morgoth was like, peace out then, Dad.
Yep.
And then Sauron was just an adherent to Morgoth. Like Balrogs are older than Sauron.
Right, right.
But Sauron, it's kind of like the Voldemort model, which I don't think is much of a coincidence.
Right.
You know, but it's really more about, like, bringing darkness around just for darkness' sake.
Yeah, right. Just like, be bad to be bad.
Because, like, in it's basically like, because you're angry with your dad.
Yeah.
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 You're going to tear this down. It's prom night. Tear it down.
It's prom night?
It's prom night!
Prom night! Everything goes on prom night.
Sometimes twice.
All right.
Okay. What about, like, the first one that came to mind was Moriarty.
Moriarty's a great one.
He's like a perfect villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
Because he's the equal of...
Nega Sherlock, yeah.
Right,
like yeah.
It's like Bizarro.
Right.
And he's also like just intent on like creating chaos.
Yeah. That's all. It's like he's just sitting around being bored and he's like, I'm gonna mess with a guy.
Well, he likes... doesn't he like to mess with Sherlock? Because he does view Sherlock like as his equal. So he's like, this is like our game.
It's like a chess... the game is afoot. Yeah, it's like a chess match for them. Well, I mean, not for Sherlock, necessarily. Another one that came to mind is Randall Flagg, or the Man in Black, of the Stephen King universe,
Yes.
who appears in different stories, in different,
is
like, incarnations.
In the, Dark Tower?
Yeah, he's in the Dark
Tower. I think everybody's in that, right?
Sort of. No, not everybody, but, like, the Dark Tower tells the story of Roland, who is trying to find... The Dark Tower is, like, the tower that unifies all the planes of existence.
Right.
And... every once in a while, like, other ones of, like, not everybody is in the Dark Tower, but a lot of his stories will have references to those other planes of existence.
Right.
And now, actually, some of Joe Hill's novels do that, too.
That's crazy.
Which
it's
I think is super cool.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
But Flag...
it's so cool.
Isn't it? Like, when
it's
you
like
catch
it. It's like an Easter egg.
They're like these tiny little Easter eggs, and it's like,
so rad.
Like, and you don't have to know it to get it.
You don't have to know it. That's exactly it.
But Flag is just an agent of darkness. Like, you know, there are things older and more bloodthirsty, I would say, than Flag.
Yeah, more, like, dangerous.
Like,
yeah.
But they're almost, like, in Stephen King's canon, they're, like, mindless. Like, the spider at the end of It.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
It was on my list. So.
That isn't necessarily, like, that's more akin to what you were saying about Moby Dick.
Right,
like,
he's just doing what he's done.
It's just an element of of a dark side of, you know, the thing that's on the other side of the mirror.
Yeah.
Whereas Flag is deliberate, like, he takes glee in creating chaos and causing pain and making people suffer. And I think that, like, that's pure villainy.
Yeah.
Right.
And that he, you know, that he appears in different, like, formats and incarnations and different titles, I think is super cool. It's like it's like a thread that he's got going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else did you have, Zane?
Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula.
All of the versions. I'm gonna say not a villain.
See?
I knew
agree
you were
with
gonna
that.
Say that, and I knew that Josh was gonna jump on it.
Because that's how I kind of, like, he just is what he is. Like, you can't really fault him for
he
that.
He was a warrior. Right, that was basically, like, sent out by his church to kill, right? And then when he came back to his home, his wife was dead, and he basically yelled at God and was like, I killed for you, and you killed my wife. And God was like, okay, and he's like, all right, fine. I'm gonna be a vampire now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a tragic fall.
I would agree with that, but I don't think that negates, like, what he does to the characters in the story of Dracula.
Yeah, it's... It's the Darth Vader thing. Like, he was, like, a kid, and then all the things that happened to him made him evil. He's still kind of evil, I guess, but...
Yeah, but you can know a villain's backstory and still call them a villain.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I agree.
I mean, I agree with that. He doesn't have to be, like, branding him a villain doesn't mean, like, I disagree with Dracula. Like,
I don't even disagree with Dracula.
Dracula might be a
villain. I think I'm kind of leaning toward villain over here.
Well, we know he's a Voldemort.
Well, oh, yeah, well, I mean, we're making that. Voldemorts all over the place that episode.
So many Voldemorts.
My God.
Let's see, what else did I have? Oh,
The Depression and Grapes of Wrath.
Bierman from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh my God, he sucks, dude.
He is, like, I've never read or seen. Oh my God, villain. He's so clearly the villain in the story. He's like even more.
He's
than,
not
like,
even the villain.
He's not
though.
Even
yeah.
the villain villain,
yeah.
but he's so much yeah. worse. Somehow.
He's almost worse.
He's awful. He.
But she's not great either, though. Like in the other stories, like
no, she's
she
not.
Gets
and,
real
and I know,
crazy.
Like that's I get it. Yeah. But like when you read Bierman, he's so clearly a villain. He
yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He rapes her and holds her hostage
yeah.
for
yo, spoiler,
like,
bro.
Her money and stuff. This is like the beginning of the story.
This is like the second thing that happens
like the
in the
thing
book.
That he's just so like pure awfulness.
Yeah.
So I definitely thought of him.
He's terrifying. See, he's more terrifying to
he's
me.
He's really terrifying. Because
he's real, like, he's a real person.
He's a real person, yeah.
Like,
okay, all right.
Like, Hannibal Lecter, sure. There's,
he's
like,
a guy,
all kinds
he's just a social worker.
Right.
Yeah. Did you read, I know you, I'm sorry, this it's not a knock.
No,
I know
yeah,
you
yeah.
didn't read it. Did I get you to read the Gentleman Bastard series, The Lies
no.
of Locke Lamore? Ah! There's such a great villain character in those books. His name, he's the Falconer. He's a Falconer, and he's a,
from Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yes. And he's a dark mage, and the dark mage, dude, the way
cool.
Scott Lynch creates, like, these dark mages and the power they have over the world. Mm. Zane, you've got to read these books. I know you don't usually go in for fantasy, but it's not really fantasy. Like,
okay.
It's like medieval, like,
you said
Venice.
Dark mage, that's pretty high fantasy.
Yeah, but there's no, like, dragons
yeah.
and shit. Like,
yeah, that's fine, yeah. I kind of like when there's no dragons in fantasy.
Yeah.
It's sort of, as soon as you introduce a dragon, you're like, oh, there's a dragon.
Now, here's a question for you. Who are the villains in the Game of Thrones series?
Everybody.
I mean, obviously, I think the first name that comes to mind is the Boltons.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right, if
Boltons.
Your banner is the flayed,
yeah.
is a flayed human being.
And they're pretty, like.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Without
they roll
any
around
kind of
in
moral
it.
Compass.
Yeah.
Like, what he does really well with the characters in those stories is, like, he introduces a character and you're like, this is a bad person.
Right.
They're a villain. They're an antagonist. And then, like, later on, there's some character development and you're like, oh, but I really feel for them, or they have this different side of them.
Jaime Lannister.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the Lannisters. Even Cersei. Like, when you hear about, like...
No,
yeah.
Cersei's a villain.
No, but Cersei is a villain.
Her.
She's absolutely a villain.
She's nothing redeeming.
But the way that she was treated and the way that she continues yeah. to be treated, she feels really strongly about that.
I think that a villain's backstory doesn't necessarily excuse them.
I know! That's why he
just
said
read,
she's a villain.
Just edit that part. Just read. Just do it.
Zane yeah, contradicting just, herself.
Like I'm not contradicting myself.
Put like a record scratch in there.
My point
previously on Cracking the Spine.
I think it's less a book full of villains and it's more a book full of anti-heroes.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because
the book is just
yeah.
full of anti-heroes. Even the people that you're like, this is a protagonist, they do shit and you're like, woo, you're
and
a fucking idiot.
I agree with
yeah,
that.
Stop doing bad
I
stuff.
Agree with that because there is no moral compass the other way. Like, if there was one character who was,
right.
like, righteous, like, Jesus-esque,
yeah.
then you could say, okay, these are bad guys.
Yeah.
But since the world is just full of... It's barbarism. It's just a barbarian
well,
world.
Which
even,
is part
like,
of the brilliance of
right.
it. Because
it's
there's so many subtle gray areas
like, you get,
in
like,
it.
A Ned Stark, and you're like, Ned's honorable. Like, he always does the
right.
honorable thing.
Right.
And then he gets down to King's Landing, and he's like, I'm gonna start fucking
right.
with people.
Revolution
I'm
time!
Fucking, I'm gonna
yeah.
declare war
yeah.
on the Lannisters.
Also,
and,
he has a bastard child in the... Like he keeps
yeah.
his bastard
yeah.
at the house. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
He keeps his bastard at the house.
Jon Snow, I'm serious, dude.
Go in the doghouse, bastard.
No. Have dinner with my wife and children, bastard. Please be a constant reminder to my family of my infidelity.
Ah, whatever. That's just people, man. They just do whatever.
What about the sea from The Old Man and the Sea?
That's kind of like how I feel about Moby Dick. He's just a whale.
What about like a Nurse Ratched?
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. I saw some lists with her on it.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, she's like everything that you're afraid of when you go to the doctor.
Meaning me. She's like... She's written specifically to represent, like, this concept of, like...
Fixing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and, like, yeah. structure yeah. and imposing rules and,
right.
you know, so...
Oh, I was gonna say something,
Go ahead.
I think it's a animated series that does... I've been watching a lot of Adventure Time, and this sounds ridiculous, but they do villains great in that show, because eventually villains become... kind of good guys, and there aren't really any ultimate bad guys except for, like, maybe, like, the Lich, who, like, kind of comes in yeah. and out. So it's, like, just a really interesting way that they, like, play with it.
I've never seen Adventure
Time. Oh, my God, it's so... It's crazy.
The, but it's something...
It just seems... It seems weird for weird sake to me.
The mythology of Adventure Time, like, it is weird for weird sake, yeah. and it's definitely, like, mostly a kid's show, but when you get into the mythology of the world, it's like... Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, there's some crazy, it's cool world neat. Building going on here.
You know what I keep watching?
Hmm.
Speaking of shitty villains.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, that Paw actually. Patrol. Yeah, that too. Oh, actually, in the third segment, we're going to get into a little bit of Paw Patrol.
Oh my God.
Saving it for the third segment, though, because it's third segment conversation.
Oh my God.
Age of Ultron.
Oh my God.
So first of all, that movie's a mess. Like, there's just, like.
It's crazy.
But when you.
Also, you can tell that they banged each other in that movie.
Who?
The daughter and the what's his name? Oh, I'm thinking of
what?
Transformers. You're talking about Age of Ultron.
I sure am. All right. No, so
go on.
Okay, so Ultron, right? So yeah. Ultron is a computer program,
right.
essentially, who inhabits robot bodies.
Right.
Right.
He makes them, I guess.
Yeah. So, but he makes himself too. He makes it like he built like
yeah. They're all connected.
Because like when he first wakes up, he's yeah. like that like. Jaggy, shitty
yeah.
thing, and Thor ends up destroying it.
Right.
And he's like, I'll be back.
Yeah, he sings the Pinocchio song.
So, Ultron...
Transformers.
Becomes... Like, puts himself in the robots, right? And then he builds an army of robots.
Okay.
Right? That are inferior to him? Why would he not just make, like, a million clones of himself?
I would say because...
Because that's the thing to do. I mean, I asked this question on Facebook of my friends, and like yeah. I tag people who are really big comic fans,
right.
like know all the characters, and four people told yeah. me the answer they gave me was because comics.
Well, Ultron in the comic books is different than the movie. They kind of mess up all that shit. But I think he makes himself out of that vibranium stuff, which
right.
is the shield. And there's only like so much of it. So he wants to make like one kind of really good body. I think of it more like as like they're like pawns. Like you don't send your knights out to go.
What's more
you know.
Villainous than like thinking so highly of yourself that even like the army that you cultivate for yourself like can't hold a candle to you?
I'll tell right. you what's more villainous than that: making an army of yous that
well,
you know are all
that's
perfect.
Like the, that's like the Borg.
Maybe
yeah,
his villain,
right?
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Part of what makes him villainous is like this superiority thing.
Whatever.
Damn,
has anybody?
You just shattered your pen.
Oh my God,
Jesus!
Has anybody else ever read? Did I make you read Severance Package by Dwayne Swarzynski?
No.
Okay. Because Dwayne has that same ability that George R.R. Martin has,
uh-huh.
where you meet all these characters. It's almost like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like you meet all these characters, and in the first couple, you meet all the characters right away. So you get these like assumptions based right in the beginning of like, okay, this is a good guy,
right.
this guy's going to be evil, and then like as the story unwinds itself,
yeah, turn it
there's
on
like
head.
Double
yeah.
crossing and betrayal, so people like, it's that idea of like, oh wait, you're not a bad guy, wait,
right.
you are a good guy? Oh, you're working for the bad guys? So it would be a lot more topical if you guys had read it.
That's
It sounds great.
It really is. Dwayne was a friend on the show once.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was Lauren, a Lauren episode.
Where, you hear that, Chuck Tingle? You could be a friend on the show, too.
Maybe I have to get Lauren back to get Chuck Tingle on the show.
Maybe.
Don't look at me.
I wasn't looking at you because you're also a woman. I was also looking at myself.
I think she bought it.
It's not a good day to be a Zane around here.
Age of Extinction. That's what I was thinking of.
Is that what the Transformer movie was called?
Yes.
Which one was that? Was that three?
The fourth one.
They made four?
Yeah, it's the one with Donnie Wahlberg.
I've never seen any of them.
He clearly had sex with like the 17-year-old chick in the movie because and their daughter and father.
There's four Transformer movies?
Yes.
I had no idea. Hear that podcast? Hear that, crackheads?
There you go.
Four Transformer movies. What a time to be alive.
They all get worse as they go on.
I imagine.
That is shocking information. Truly shocking.
You know who paints villains really well is Alexandre Dumas.
Dumbass. Mm.
Cardinal Richelieu in The Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
And the Count of Monte Cristo has three of them. There's Monsieur Villefort. And the two other guys. Guy Pearce.
And the guy in the jail? Is that who you're thinking
That's of? Villefort. Villefort is the guy in the jail.
No, the guy like who manages the jail.
Oh, the guy from The Crow. No. He's not in. He's
Brandon
not in the
Lee.
Book.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the bad guy from The Crow.
Devil's Night greeting cards. Ain't that precious?
It's like a Beetlejuice impression. Oh, you're coming with me, Maddie.
Time to turn on the juice and see what shakes loose. No, it's the one guy takes his wife. The one guy takes his freedom. And the third guy helps. Oh, the banker. They combine the characters in the movie, I think. Mm. Now I don't remember. I have to reread The Count of Monte Cristo, I think.
How long is that book? 300,000 pages?
The version I read, I think, is 1,100 pages.
Woo!
I read the unabridged translation.
Woo!
Because I need it. I need it.
I
need all the words.
Are there French words in there that don't translate to American words?
Yeah, they're in italics.
Oh my god, I hate that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I gotta look up what this crap means.
No, you get it in context.
Do they put asterisks and then you go down and read what it is?
No.
They should.
Yeah, the jailer that like beats him in the Chateau d'If, that guy's not really in the, like, that doesn't really happen in the book. He doesn't get visitors in the book.
I read
like,
that book once.
Yeah, but I was just being compared to the movie. Like, it was, it's almost all solitary confinement, which I think is worse than the guy coming to your room once a year and beating you with a whip.
Yeah, it's worse to be alone in a small room forever.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That would be sucky.
Yeah.
All right. Do we hit all the villains?
Basically, I mean, we hit every villain in literature.
Good job, guys.
We did it.
So the people won't have anything to add this week. Guys.
We did a good job. This is a good episode.
This is a good episode. Best show I ever did. What?
I just remembered one.
Go ahead. We haven't taken a break yet.
We're not done yet.
Mr. Dark from Something Wicked This Way Comes.
It's been a long time since I read that book. So, yes.
He's just like...
His name's just... Mr. Dark? It's a little on the nose.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that book that's on the nose. But it's Ray Bradbury.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
You know. Fine. More it's
like
forgivable.
Bray Radbury.
Damn, he's a cool. That's a surf name.
All right, that was it. That was the last of the villains. We got them all. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little Paw Patrol. We'll be right back. Paw Patrol, do you?
I don't.
He knows that there's a squad.
I know that there's a dog.
There might be.
There definitely is not.
I know there's a town full of evil cats.
I think
they're not evil.
The two of you,
misled.
Josh definitely watches more Paw Patrol than you do.
Okay,
that's
all right.
True.
Challenge accepted. before we get to the important matters of Paw Patrol,
yes,
I do want to give a shout out to. We got an email from Mel G, who was writing to comment about our audiobook podcast, episode 60. Which I thought she's going to raise a really interesting perspective that did not occur to us about people, why people would listen to audiobooks. Okay. And here is what I will say. Here's what she said, rather. Hey, Sean, Zane, and Josh. Great show. I'm actually really glad you talked about audiobooks, and I think I have kind of a unique perspective on them that I wanted to share with you guys. I've had multiple brain surgeries. No worry. They helped me, and I'm doing great. One of the things that was affected by those surgeries, however, was my visual memory. Oh. I didn't eat right. I didn't even think of it till I sat down to start reading again post-surgery. When you read quietly to yourself, you use your eyes. I realized that my visual retention is different and my audio is better. If I read the text out loud, I had an exponential improvement in retention. Basically, because my audio slash ears are the stronger sense now, I'm better off listening, reading out loud. Don't get me wrong, I still have to focus. I listen to podcasts, She doesn't say this, but like cracking a spine. When I'm doing stuff around the house, and audiobooks are more for when I'm sitting. I usually color when I'm listening to books, TBH, to be honest.
Okay.
I get it, though. For example, I can't write while listening to music because I just want to listen to the music. So if I need those, if I need background noise, I put on sports talk or something.
All right.
Anyway, thought I'd share. Also, as you wish, Carrie Elway's book about the making of The Princess Bride was one of the best audiobooks I've ever listened to. He does read it, but so do cast and crew read their own parts, and they do an awesome job. It's a lot more like...
Andre reads some?
No, Josh. We'll talk about it after the show. He's with Prince now. It's a lot more like an audio program than an audio book.
That's really sad.
Also love Roy Dotrice, but heard a rumor that if George R.R. Martin ever finishes A Song of Ice and Fire series, he might not narrate, which would suck and honestly be a big loss for the
books. He's the old
man. He's 92. I think it's sort of a foregone conclusion that he's not going to... Like,
right.
There's still... two, possibly three more books to be written.
Yo, you see, what's his name in The Hobbit, the third one? He's ready to go. He's ready to get pushed off that death cliff, man.
Oh, Christopher Lee?
Oh.
And then they do make him, they make him go through that CG, like, karate fight? Yeah, that was like, yeah. So, Paw Patrol, guys, all right?
Well, first of all, thanks, Mel.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
Richard Feynman, the scientist, did an experiment when he was in college about how people use their brains and how they remember stuff.
Okay.
And he and his friend from college, who was also a scientist, like figured out that like some people just remember things visually or auditorially or whatever. So that's a very interesting.
Yeah,
thing. It's just something like because of our, I don't want to say privilege, but we don't have the experience of we're all visual readers, and for the most part, I just assume it's just my experience.
Right.
I assume I take reading as a visual experience.
Yeah,
and it actually when I read Mel's email, I had a family member recently who had a stroke and lost some peripheral vision, and he used to read like two or three books a week and now can't focus on the words on the page. Like he looks at the words on a page and like can follow like three or four words and then everything turns to like scramble for him. And when I read Mel's email, I was like, maybe I should get him some audiobooks.
Yeah, maybe.
See if that's a good way to, anyway.
Brains are crazy.
Well,
man.
If you think about it, it's just like a different way to consume.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That story, then that makes perfect sense.
If you could plug in a book into my brain and just download it and just do it.
Right. Like learning Kung Fu in the Matrix.
Whoa. I read The Matrix.
So thank you, Mel.
Yeah, thank you.
Paw Patrol. All right.
Finally.
So for those of you who don't know, the setup of the show Paw Patrol is that there's this town where the emergency services are handled by dogs. And each dog has its, like, its own
Isn't
specific...
Isn't there, like, one cat
there's
on the Paw Patrol?
No. Well, no. There's no... There are cats on the Paw Patrol. So Paw Patrol lives in... It takes place in Adventure Bay, right? And the leader of the team is
Adventure Bay sounds like a level in Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, or
I can see that. I can totally see that. Is named Ryder, and Ryder is a human. And my wife and I were watching this morning, and I was saying like I have a lot of with our son. I had a lot of issues with the show. Like,
yeah,
you know, they dispatch like a fire truck, a police truck. And a helicopter, a rescue helicopter,
right.
When a kid loses his tooth in a carrot, and they can't find the carrot. It just seems like a waste of resources.
Well, I don't know if you remember when that guy had that gun here in town. They sent out a tank for that guy.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So there is an air of realism
So there's some of that going on.
Oh, yeah, like the German Shepherd, who's the police dog, has, like, drones. Like,
that's fucking horrifying.
Right? So anyway,
you gotta normalize it.
That's
you gotta normalize
right?
it.
Right. Anyway,
oh my
not
God.
My issue. Not the issue I'm dealing with today.
Big Brother, biggest villain of all.
So here's the thing, right? So the kid who's in charge of the Paw Patrol, his name is Ryder.
Yeah.
And
he's
I was
a
talking.
Kid?
Well, therein lies my issue, Josh. We were talking about
he's
it this morning.
He's commanding a fleet of dogs.
He owns property.
What?
He is in charge of dispatching every emergency, and I'm like watching this morning. I'm like. I said to my wife, I was like, he's got to be, like, in his mid-20s. She's like, no, he's a kid. I was like, nah, he's, like, probably, like, 22, 23. She was like, I'm guessing he's, like, 12 or 13
at the most. You have to be 35 to be president of the United States.
So I was like,
How old do you have to be a dog commander?
So I Google, and, like, he's, like when something goes wrong, the mayor calls him. The mayor's like, Ryder, the boat is careening out of control in the bay. We need your help.
Politics.
So... So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna Google it. Like, we're gonna settle this out. He's 10 years old.
Ten.
Ten.
Yeah. That's an age when you pick up more responsibilities. You can walk to school.
He's being robbed of his childhood, dude.
He should be
like having fun playing outside, not making sure that the town doesn't burn down.
He should be playing Little League.
So anyway, the cats live in the next town over, which is called Foggy Bottom.
Yeah, and they're bad.
And Foggy Bottom's mayor Humdinger is very sinister. He has a twisted mustache that he like twists at.
He's literally a mustache twirling.
And like
villain.
All he does is like, I'm gonna screw the Paw Patrol over. And he like dispatches the cats.
Hobby.
Right? Yeah, right.
I could have sworn that there was like one cat on Paw Patrol.
No, I think you're thinking of the chicken.
That's what they're gonna do.
No, Sky is not a cat. Sky, the girl who's all pink, is a dog, and her name is Sky.
She flies the airplane, right?
Yeah. Let's take to the sky. That's what she says.
Yeah, my little nephew. We're just gonna call him my nephew for simplicity's sake. He got a bunch of Paw Patrol crap for Christmas, and I was sitting there like helping him like put it together and play with it. And I'm like, "What? This is." I was like, "This is ludicrous." And then my cousin's like, "Yeah, I don't know,
dude." The whole show is like a giant toy commercial,
dude. Yeah. You look on the back and it's like, get the 18 different versions of the Dalmatian fire truck.
His name is Marshall. Fire Marshall. Get it? And the one who drives the trash truck, his name is Rubble.
Rubble?
Yep.
I would have called him Trashy.
Garbage dump.
Dump.
Actually, it's more of a bulldozer. It's more because there is one that drives a recycling
truck.
He's
a bulldog, right?
Yeah. That's it. That's all right. I wanted to say about Paw Patrol this week.
Good talk.
Thanks. Got it off my chest. I feel better. My wife was right, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there at the end of the show. Maybe she won't last this long. All right. So tell us about villains that we missed.
Yeah.
I don't think we missed any because I think we did a pretty extensive job.
We didn't say Grendel.
Grendel. That's the last one.
That's the first one. Also the last one.
What about Satan?
Satan, yeah, from...
We talked about him. His name was Morgoth.
Yeah, that's... It's
same
really,
story.
It's
from
the
Paradise
same thing. Yeah, sure, the Emperor, whatever. Hitler. We named them all.
But send us the ones we didn't name. It should be a short email. Or post them on the Reddit.
Yeah, put them
also,
on the Reddit.
Also, get on the Reddit and start nominating some books.
Subscribe to the Reddit.
What's his name? Mr. Show? No.
Mr. People 25.
Mr. People 25 has taken on the responsibility of sorting through votes for... Book club pick.
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
Right? I'm going to leave it to him because I know he listens to the show. Set a deadline, dude. Let people know, like, we're going to, like, this is when voting ends and this is what we're going to pick
for
our first book.
And if they get sassy, you cut them right the F out.
That's right.
So a week from now, get on that, dude.
Hey, well, you know what? Yeah. All right?
Okay.
Man.
This comes out in, like, 2 months, this episode.
It's a week delay.
We can't talk about Prince dying because next week everyone's going to be tired of it already.
All right, let's talk about who's going to die next.
Oh my god, I hope it's me.
All right, that's it. We're going to end it on that. We'll talk more next week.